I wanted to know how you developed your abilities.
Because you're wanting to learn it yourself? Well, you know, everybody has the ability to do this kind of stuff. I would say it's like trusting your gut intuition. Haven't you been somewhere where you go, man, I should have done that? And you just work with that. You just work with it. I would say taking classes, going online, learning from someone that you feel very comfortable with really will help it. I didn't believe I had an intuitive bone in my body until I was in my 40s.
Huh.
Yeah. And so sometimes events happen in our life that change our life forever. And someone came to me with a tape of a psychic reading in the late 80s. And it just drew to my heart. My heart just said, I have to learn this. I have to learn it. So I've been learning. I've been a student of learning for quite some time. So I would say there are ways for you to trust your gut instinct. You know, maybe your heart will beat faster, or maybe you get your gut, you know, crunches up, or your hands sweat. That's the way spirit is really trying to get your attention, for you to pay attention. So if it keeps reoccurring, you go, man, I wish I had listened to that before. Really start listening to how the body shows you that that is a right answer for you. So have you ever experienced anything like that, Deb?
Yes, I have.
And how did your body show you that, you know, you should pay attention?
Well, it's a strong reaction. It's hard to ignore, and you learn not to ignore it.
Right. And it's served you well, hasn't it?
It has.
Yes, Spirit really wants all of us to really tap into it, whether you're a believer or a non-believer. You know, they really want to give the gift to you to make your life much easier, instead of you banging your head against the door and going, oh, that I need to go that way. I need to go that way. And when they're saying, hey, turn right, your life will be much easier if you just listen to your intuition. So I hope that helped you somewhat.
It did. Thank you so much.